The last characteristic, which I think is the most fundamental one, is to accept much of the responsibility for learning. Active learners understand that the responsibility for learning must come from within, while passive learners often want to blame others for their lack of motivation, poor performance, time management problems, and other difficulties that they might experience. When active learners don't perform as well as they'd hoped, they evaluate why they didn't do well and change those studying behaviors the next time. Passive learners, on the other hand, often approach every course in the same manner and then get angry with professors when their performance is poor. It is only when students accept the responsibility for their own learning that they can truly be called active learners. So, from what I've said so far, you can see that being an active learner involves both skill and will. By skill, I mean the tools to handle the studying and learning demands placed on you, like how to read with purpose, when and where to get assistance if you are having difficulty. By will, I mean the desire and motivation to follow through. Here, I'd like to emphasize that skill is nothing without will. For example, you may have a friend who is knowledgeable but not motivated in the classroom. Even though he reads widely and can intelligently discuss a variety of issues, he does little schoolwork and rarely studies. In other words, students such as these may have the skills to do well, but for some reason they simply do not have the will. And because skill and will go hand in hand, unmotivated students, those who do not have the will, may experience difficulty in college. Okay, today we've discussed the differences between an active learner and a passive one, and some useful study strategies that may eventually help you become an active learner.